Hi, thanks for having me on, Kizzy. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess tell us like what is hooking up and staying hooked? It sounds like it could be a lot of different things.
It definitely could. So, Hooking Up and Staying Hooked is an online resource for high school age guys about healthy sexuality and healthy relationships.
So how did you get involved with that to begin with?
In college, I was doing lots of education in high schools and middle schools, providing sex ed and health education to schools that didn't have that programming. And throughout this process, I realized that there's a big gap missing in terms of the resources that we're able to provide for young men. It was really great to be in those classrooms and to get to provide a education on a topic that I really believed in and knew was super important. But after I left the classroom, I knew that there wasn't anything I could point to and say, hey, you should follow up with this after you leave. There are lots of resources that are out there that, provide young men with information that might be sort of generic, or there are plenty of resources that are definitely for young women online, but there was nothing out there that was specifically for high school aged guys that had information on sexual health and relationships that was geared right for them.
And what do you think are the specific issues that men or young men are dealing with that are different from young women?
That's a really good question. I think what's interesting is, and this is in no way to say that young men have it harder, it's just different. Everyone is going through their own unique thing when they're growing up and figuring out who they are and how they might want to function in relationships and how to make decisions about sex. And I think what's most interesting is that young people are really getting information that pulls them in so many different directions. The guys on your sports team or that you ride the bus with might give you messages that pull you in one way. Your parents or your religious leaders might give you messages that tell you another thing. And yet all the movies or TV or magazines that you read might give you a different attitude. And so what's really challenging is figuring out who's the right person to listen to. In what situations are you supposed to use this information? And how do you really put it all together? So I think that's what's always seemed really challenging and the type of issue that I want to address in a project like Hooking Up and Staying Hooked. It's about helping guys figure out how to make decisions for themselves, how to navigate that space of figuring out who they are in the midst of all this pressure.
And what kind of pressure do you think men are under?
Yeah, I think there's lots of pressure to conform to different attitudes about masculinity. Maybe it's that young men should always be competent and confident when it comes to relationships. Like they should know what to do, they shouldn't ask questions, they should always take charge of situations, be it romantic or sexual. And that's really tough. That's a tough thing to ask for. That's a tough thing to ask out of young men. And it's they can't ask questions, and yet they're in the middle of like trying to figure. There's a lot of pressure on them to, I don't know, to maybe have sex before they're ready for it, to make decisions that are a bit bigger than they're prepared for, and people are asking them to be responsible or manly without really telling them what either of those big concepts really mean.
The name of it is hooking up and staying hooked. I mean, is there some aspect of like trying to maintain relationships? Is that part of the education that you're trying to do?
Yeah, that's another thing. That's definitely something that always drew me to the idea of relationships or sexuality education. Relationships are these big, messy, complicated things, right? Like, trying to figure out how to compromise with another person, make sure you're happy and another person is happy, in a relationship that makes both of you feel good. That's one of the most complicated things I've ever tried to figure out how to do. And we see people, we see sort of the damages of people not doing that well all around us. And so, in so many of the resources out there that are around sex ed for young people, they're really missing that component of what does it mean to develop or maintain a healthy relationship. I'm not saying everyone who is in high school definitely should, you know, get married to the person that they're dating right then, should figure out how to make lifelong relationships that start in high school. Mm-hmm. But if you do choose to enter into a relationship in high school, I want to give you the skills to do that in a healthy way that maintains your own identity and autonomy, and helps you respect and communicate with that other person.
So you're saying that the other kind of sex ed materials you've seen don't focus on that as much? What do they focus on more?
I think a lot of resources out there are really just worried about the act of sex and making sure people are protected from STIs or unwanted pregnancy or sexual assault. And all of those things are really important, but it's hard to figure out how to think about or prevent those things if you don't also know how to function within the relationship in which sexual activity is often taking place. And that's one of the misconceptions we have about young men today, is we often think that they're only concerned about hooking up, when more and more research shows that young men are actually most interested in relationships, and if they are interested in sex, they're interested within the context of a romantic relationship.
Wow, that's very surprising. That's a study they've done with teenagers?
Yep.
Wow. So what is the... I mean, I feel like that's a huge disconnect. Like, most people don't have that perception.
So in the site that I've developed, there's a portion where young men can ask questions. And, you know, I was expecting to get all sorts of questions that were, again, really about just sex and sexual activity. And that's what you see in so many other resources out there. But when I offered this up as a platform to talk about sex and relationships, I was surprised as well to see that most of the questions that came in were really about dating and relationships. Guys were wondering how to approach a crush that they had, or what sort of date to take their girlfriend on, or how to show someone that they were dating that they really liked this person. I don't know, per se, if it's something that they're comfortable always telling to their friends or the people around them, but it's absolutely something they feel within themselves. And I think that's part of the climate, you know, like the idea that you and I might be surprised to first learn that, right, sort of communicates to them again that it's not okay for them to freely admit that out there, but it is their desire internally.
Right. I mean, I've been seeing some documentaries lately. I don't know if they're particularly current, but just sort of like highlighting how, you know, interaction between teenage men and women has been influenced by the amount of porn that's on the internet. Is that mm-hmm. something that you've been experienced with or had experience with?
Yeah, I think pornography always comes into the conversations about young people and where young people are getting their sexual attitudes and beliefs from. Because, you know, in the digital age today, if anyone is a young person who's digitally connected, pornography must be playing a role in their lives somehow. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we point to porn as sort of the source of any sort of negative sexual attitudes or behaviors out of young men, as though every other realm of culture was absolutely great to women. And unfortunately, that's just not the case. There are so many other forms of media that treat women poorly, objectify and demean women, that to say pornography is the only one doing it and that's the source of our problems is kind of misleading. So I think young men, if they're turning to only source of sex ed or their only way to understand what a sexual relationship might look like, they're definitely going to get a lot of bad ideas. And unfortunately, we haven't been good about advocating for good comprehensive sex ed in our public schools. And even in comprehensive sex ed that exists, there isn't a lot in terms of developing or maintaining healthy relationships that might help young men and young women make more responsible decisions about their sexual activity. Hmm.
What is the way that people, or what kind of strategies do you teach teens about developing and maintaining healthy relationships?
Yeah, I think it's all basic stuff. It's about communicating your boundaries, asking for the other person's boundaries, setting expectations early on about what you might need out of this, what you're able to provide, and asking those same sort of things out of the other person. Sometimes, especially in the age of texting and trying to figure out someone's emotions just from the emojis they've sent through Snapchat. It's hard to sort of figure out, like, what does this other person want? But I think if we all just gain the courage to ask and be forthright and vulnerable with our own emotions and desires, mm-hmm. We'd all be surprised out of what we'd get out of our partners.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's also been a lot of stuff in the news lately about sexual assault, especially on college campuses. And, you know, if teenagers aren't that far away from mm-hmm. going to college, I'm just curious how that plays in for you and how you approach that, in your work.
Yeah. The recent attention on sexual assaults on college campus is another thing that keeps me passionate about this work. Mm-hmm. I think that if we are able to do a better job preparing young men to recognize, respect, and communicate the boundaries of their sexual partners, you can avoid lots of the problems that we're seeing on college campuses. We haven't really set young men up to ask for what they want using their words, but instead we have these expectations that young men will always be persistent and they'll always persevere, and that if they just stick around and keep asking long enough, they'll always get what they want. And we haven't really shown them how to have a dialogue around negotiating boundaries with someone else and making sure that they always respect those boundaries. So in terms of sexual consent, on the website currently, there are plenty of articles that I've published about communicating and learning about consent and communication in sexual relationships. And then in the comic book that we're currently trying to develop, there's another section again about what you need to know about your own boundaries, the conversations you should have with a partner before deciding to have sex about, are you ready for this? Why do you want this? What are you going to do to make sure that everyone's feelings and physical bodies are protected and respected in this encounter?
Yeah, I feel like one of the challenges that you probably come across is the feeling that that kind of conversation isn't cool, or also that it's just uncomfortable. So I'm just curious, like, how you navigate that, or to make it, I don't know, seem more accomplishable.
Yeah, I think it can seem so difficult because in so many instances, it's sort of like we're asked to do it in this very formal or legalistic way, or I'm like, let's sit down and you will tell me what you want and I will tell you what I want. We'll draw it up and see where our Venn diagram fits. And I don't know if that's the way it really needs to play out. I think it's about figuring out your own voice within relationships and trying to just take that risk and that leap of being like, this might feel awkward at first, or I might feel really vulnerable putting so much of myself out there. Mm-hmm. But the benefits are just so high that it's absolutely worth it. And when you do communicate around these things in a confident way that says like, hey, this is how I feel, and I hope you're on the same page as me, because this is what I need to talk about to feel good about moving forward in this relationship or this sexual encounter, people are usually really surprised and pleased and have positive reactions to anyone who's that confident in having conversations like that.
Right. So what is the website?
The website is hookingupandstayinghooked.com. So the website has a few different features that really are geared at preparing young men to feel good about themselves, develop relationships, and then make decisions around sexuality. So there's a section on you, which is really about self-development and figuring out who you are as a person. And I think that's the most difficult thing about so many resources that are for young people, about communicating with partners or making decisions about sex, is that sometimes they assume that the young person reading that material has a fully formed idea of who they are as a person. And I remember personally, or you see it in young adult literature, that when we're in our teen years, we're kind of still figuring it out. Mm-hmm. So the section on you is really about helping someone figure out what they want to do to learn who they are as a person and then share that person with the world. Then there is information on dating. So dating might look really different from a 20-year-old, 30-year-old, or 40-year-old from someone who is still in high school. Mm. I remember when I was reading any sort of resources about dating as a teenager, it was always about meeting women in clubs and decorating your bachelor pad and what dinners to take them out to. And I was like, I live in my mom's house. I have $5 in a piggy bank. And right. None of this information is really useful. But I think that doesn't mean that young people can't still take each other out on really meaningful or special dates or have fun without spending any or lots of money. So that section is really about what do you want to do to entertain yourself or someone else while you're also learning about someone else, which is kind of all that dating is, doing a fun activity where you get to share who you are and learn about who someone else is. So there are examples there around like navigating the space of what if your mom has to drive you to the movies on your first date, or what are some things you can do instead of going out to an expensive dinner, which, you know, in high school, hardly any of us, if any of us, really have time for or money for. And then after that, there is relationships. So again, it's hooking up and staying hooked. If you decide that you want to stay hooked on this person and be in a relationship with them, what do you need to do to make sure that, you know, you're still progressing through school, not losing yourself in another person? Because I know that's pretty common where when you're young and you get into this relationship, you want to be all about it all the time. And we have this sort of condescending view of that in terms of puppy love, as though those relationships aren't really important also. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's important to help people figure out, like, make sure your boundaries are maintained in this relationship. Make sure you're not losing yourself in this, which can be really easy. There's a section on called The Bases, you know, as a throwback to sexual activity as displayed in baseball categories, but it sort of flips that concept on its head and is more about just what do you need to know about sexual activity so that you can make decisions that are good for your body, mind, and soul. And then the last section is sort of like problems, because if relationships were super easy, we wouldn't need guidebooks like this at all. Mm-hmm. And so that's about navigating conflict between partners or figuring out some of your own emotions and things like that.
Mm, cool. Right. So this is specifically for heterosexual people?
Mm-hmm. That was another interesting thing that always drew me towards this project early on in my career, was that surprisingly enough, there were some great innovative people doing really great stuff for young gay, bisexual, and queer identified young men. And yet there was nothing really decidedly for young straight men, as though they didn't have questions about their sexuality or how to navigate relationships or parents or partners. Yeah, which is always surprising.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like there's a big stigma around expression of emotion or feeling for, you know, it's just like, mm-hmm. It's not really, I don't know, I guess.
It's not cool. It's not really looked up to. We don't have many examples in the media of guys sharing their emotions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is really for young men in terms of the media about getting sex. And we know that young men are more complicated than that. Mm-hmm. We do such a poor job portraying it in our entertainment or really talking about it out in the open.
And how do you think that affects them?
I think it makes it hard. You know, it's hard for any of us to feel like we're not supposed to share what we're feeling on the inside. It stinks to have to bottle things up. And as soon as you provide people an outlet to really talk openly and honestly about these things, it can be a real help for them.
Mm. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. Like you're saying that there's a lot of problems that are associated with young men, public health issues. And I think a lot of people do sort of take a stance of blame.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm just curious how you navigate that, or even if someone has like crossed a line or done something that is inappropriate, like what is the place in society for that, and how do we move forward?
Yeah, I think it's about a balance between personal responsibility, which is absolutely important, but we're not doing a good enough job preparing young men to make these decisions or to operate within these spaces where they can make damaging or hurtful decisions that affect other people. Yeah, and if we're not doing that job to prepare them, then that blame is a little bit on us as well. And so far, it's definitely been about pointing fingers or just asking young men to do better because it's the right thing to do. We sort of say, like, you always have to use a condom. You always have to explicitly get verbal consent because it's the right thing to do. And it is. But if we all always did the right thing at all times, all of us would recycle 100% of the time. No one would ever be caught without their seatbelt on. People make mistakes, and we make our decisions in an environment that is beyond just exact right or wrong in that situation. And we haven't really taught young men how to make decisions within context of relationships or peer pressure, or all the different forces of masculinity in our current culture.
So, how can people help you get this project off the ground?
I think right now what's most helpful is that we are currently in the process of trying to turn this resource into a graphic novel version that would be available online for free for guys to access. So a graphic novel would allow us to bring in all sorts of readers that we might not get on their own looking for this information, but just looking for a form of entertainment. And where we want to make it available for free so that there's no excuse for guys not to look out and get this information. So right now, you can go to our website, www.hookingupandstayinghooked.com, and there's a button at the top for Kickstarter where we're hoping to raise funds to make this graphic novel possible. In addition to that, it's really about pointing young men to this resource. That's the whole reason I started this in the beginning, was that if anyone knew a young man in their life and they knew that they were asking these questions and trying to figure out relationships or how to make decisions about sex, that they'd have something that they could point young men towards that they could trust. So if there is a young man in your life that you're thinking of, this is a resource that you should provide them with.
Awesome. So, if you had a fantasy about the future of all of this and what it could look like, what do you think would be the best case scenario for young men moving forward?
What does the future look like in terms of young men, relationships, and sex? I think that this is part of a wider movement right now. Like you mentioned before, there's lots of attention on sexual assaults in college campuses. There are new sex ed materials being developed all the time. There's a strong fight for comprehensive sex ed across the country right now. So, Hooking Up and Staying Hooked is a small part of this greater movement. But I think we all envision a future in which people feel good about the resources and tools they have at their fingertips to make decisions about their relationships and about their sexual health. I envision a future in which young men are confident, respectful, and responsible partners within their relationships, and that they're okay communicating their needs and boundaries with other people.
Sounds good. Thanks so
Cool.
much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
Yeah.